Strange Adventure.
Wakefield raised himself on his elbows and glanced across the room at the sick and delirious man in the other hospital bed. He listened to his almost incoherent mumblings about a stream bed filled with gold, a laughing mountain, and a treasure map. Harry Purston was indeed a sick man, lingering in that half-world between life and death. Even in his delirium, some grave responsibility seemed to weigh upon the man, and he repeatedly muttered two words.
The letter. The letter.
At last he fell again into a coma. Wakefield walked quietly across the room and lifted a piece of paper from the table beside the sick man's bed and read.
Ted Williams and I left Phoenix. Found deep canyon with steep walls. Lowered ourselves. Bottom covered with nuggets. Ted died. Fever. Made rough map. Locate Laughing Mountain.
Then he went through Purston's effects and in a billfold located the object of his search. A soiled map of the Lost Canyon. He hid the map and letter among his personal effects and looked anxiously for tomorrow when he would leave the hospital. It was almost a week after Wakefield had left before Purston recovered sufficiently to ask the doctor about his missing letter and map. No one had seen it. Then the doctor had an idea.
Say, that fellow Wakefield that was in this room. It wouldn't surprise me if he wasn't the man who got your map and letter.
As soon as Purston left the hospital, he looked up some of his prospector friends and told them the story. Old Dad Caldwell outlined a plan.
Now look, if it's as easy to find this Laughing Mountain of yours as you say it is, we should have no trouble finding the Box Canyon. We'll go out there after that thief.
With Purston leading, the men made their way across the wild country in the direction of the Laughing Mountain. Early in the morning of the third day, they came to a camp near the edge of a deep canyon, but there was no one around. And Purston was puzzled to find no rope leading down into the canyon. The men had rope ladders and descended the steep walls. They began to search the floor of the canyon, but could find no sign of life. Then Dad called out and pointed toward the huddled form of a man at the bottom of the cliff. The dead man was Wakefield. Nearby, the men found a little pile of gold nuggets. A crumpled bit of paper stuck out of the top of the pile. Purston picked up the note and read the scribbled words that solved the mystery of Wakefield's death. Purston's face was grave as he read the note.
I took the map to this place from a dying man. By now, he is dead. One day, as I was climbing out, my rope snapped and I fell. Now I am trapped to die, for I can find no other way out. And always I can see the laughing face of the mountain mocking me. Beware of this gold. It's cursed.
Purston finished reading and looked down at the man who had paid with his life for a bit of canyon gold. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen again to another tale of
Strange Adventure.